Afghan Refugees Welcomed at Kansas Post by Henry Howard. Caption: Department of Kansas Commander Randy Frank speaks with MART co-founder Fatima Jaghouri, left, and an Afghan refugee at American Legion Post 17. End of caption. Fatima Jaghouri fled Afghanistan with her family in 1999 after her father was killed saving the lives of two American doctors. Her father freed the kidnapped Americans and led them safely to the border with Pakistan. On his return trip, he was ambushed and killed. "Our family had to flee in the middle of the night to Pakistan," said Jaghouri, who was two at the time. The two doctors, God works in mysterious ways, found out that our father died, and they vouched for us. We came over through the humanitarian process to the United States seeking refuge. That experience placed her on a path to a lifetime of service. "That's the reason I joined the military," said Jaghouri, a medic for 9 years in the Army with combat tours in Iraq. "This country has given me so much. I have nothing but gratitude and love for this country." The Jaghouris are members of the Hazara minority group. In the 1990s, Hazaras were persecuted by the Taliban. After Kabul fell in 2021, there were significant fears about whether the Taliban would again persecute the Hazaras. "There has been genocide committed against our ethnicity for over 100 years, she said. "My uncle was killed in the Afghanistan Civil War. There has been a lot of death and turmoil within our familial history." Jaghouri is part of the Manhattan Afghanistan Resettlement Team, MART, in Kansas. She helps other Afghan women navigate their exodus, guiding them to safe houses, plotting out their travel to the United States, and helping them resettle when they arrive. She is a member of Pierce Keller American Legion Post 17 in Manhattan, which plays a crucial role in the resettlement. Post 17's involvement began when Jaghouri and retired Army veteran Matthew Barani met. "It feels really great that we can do this for the Afghanistan allies," said Barani, the service officer for Post 17. "Fatima came to our Veterans Coalition meeting, asking what she can do to get her family and others out of there. Since the drawdown was so sudden, nobody knew what they could do. I told her I would do as much as I could. Hopefully, I will be able to do even more." In April, Post 17 hosted its third dinner for Afghanistan allies and other refugees, who number nearly 250 in Manhattan. The meal consisted of traditional Afghan dishes, featuring spicy chicken, rice and vegetables, spinach stew and okra stew, as well as a flatbread, rice pudding, and a special Persian cake. After dinner, tea was served. "This is how we get the community more involved with the American Legion and with MART, since they only started in 2022, said Barani, who has championed the Post's involvement since the beginning. Department Commander Randy Frank, a member of Shelton Beatty Post 18 in Arkansas City, attended the April dinner and offered support to members of the MART board. "It's a great accomplishment what they are doing with the members of the community, letting the Afghan refugees know that we still care and we have their back because of all they did for us during the war," Frank said. "I believe this effort is going to continue to grow." Henry Howard is Deputy Director of the American Legion Media and Communications Division. Watch a video in which Afghan allies share stories about life in the United States. Legion.org/magazine/videos.